For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome to the TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is Emmanuel.
I'm Oluwani Femi.
And I'm Bulu.
So, how are we doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing okay.
Why did you linger at the camera? You're supposed to be looking at us. Why are people talking with you?
one of our viewers mentioned the other thing that it's very nice to see the people behind the camera. So, I want the person to see me well.
Yeah.
Oh.
See you. Thank you for the comments.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talking about comments, yes. I saw some reactions to my mini monologue about AI last week, and they're telling me to chill. Well, I'm not chilling. I still feel it's overhyped. Yes, but interestingly, we're going to be covering some of all these issues more and more, and that's like an interesting focus for us at TechPoint. So, where is AI going to, and how does Africa fit in into the entire narrative? So, yeah, so many things to come, but right now, let's look at what is facing us. Right now, so
what apparently, you are facing.
Oh yeah, everything.
Too. Yes,
everything is. Oh joy,
you can't be in Nigeria and something is not facing you.
African,
right?
Honestly,
something must.
Anywhere you are in Africa, I mean, let's take South Africa for example, and the company is suing the president.
Yes, that's what the president is facing.
Yeah, even president, you collect.
Everybody has to collect.
Yes.
So what's going on in South Africa, for instance?
All right, so a South African telco called Telkom is suing South Africa's number one citizen, the president Cyril Ramaphosa.
You're making it sound like they have mind. Why would they try that kind of thing?
It's everybody's legal right now to sue and be sued.
Have you ever heard that they sued the Nigerian president?
To sue and be sued. It's a legal right. If you like, don't exercise it.
Oh-ho.
Well, we've seen people exercise their rights in Nigeria, but
we know what
let's not talk about
it's okay.
What happened to them. All right, so the Telkom is suing South Africa's president Cyril Ramaphosa, and they are suing him because he launched an investigation. He told the South African regulator that looks into corruption to launch an investigation into the company, and they are saying that was uncalled for, that the president should have at least spoken to the company first before he launched the investigation. But, you know, there are still a lot of things to uncover in that story. There are a lot of backstories to unearth. So the reasons why the president launched the investigation is due to some things that have happened a long time ago. One of them was the fact that Telkom bought this Nigerian company Multilinks in 2006.
Whoa, so Multilinks.
The one that took Multilinks.
Yes, they bought Multilinks and sold for around 1 billion rand in 2011. And then they are saying they made a huge loss of that purchase because they made a loss, they made a loss of 1 billion rand, which is in Nigerian money that's like 24 billion naira. So it's a lot of money, and the president decided to launch an investigation into that. And then there are also other issues of wastage, mismanagement, surrounding the company. So I think one of the first ways the company fought back was, one of the ways Telkom fought back was to say, okay, you don't have jurisdiction over us, you cannot tell us what to do, what not to do. But then interestingly, it turns out that the South African government actually owns 40%
stake in the
exactly
in the telecommunication company.
Yes, they own 40% in Telkom, which means they can in fact tell them what to do.
And interesting.
Yeah, it's a very interesting
good
interesting
that I hear the backstories now, because I'm imagining, like, what's the beef? Why
Yes.
Why so go after? It's something you can just send your regulator to them and tell them to show them pepper. You get the way NCC works in Nigeria. if at all a president has issue with a telecommunication company like, say, mm-hmm. MTN, it's just to send the regulator to them.
Even the name of the company, like the actual name of the company, the full name is Telkom South Africa SOC Limited. SOC stands for state-owned company.
Well, I think we should not interfere in family matters. That's just what I want to say.
So we should just move on, right?
I don't want to interfere in family matters because this is so. This sounds like family matter.
Yes, but yeah. then again, there's still another. There's still another twist.
Another twist. Okay. Another twist. The twist is,
it turns out that Telkom had beef with someone 15 years ago, and now they are saying it is that person that is
instigating everything. It's when did they sue that person?
They're actually going to sue the person. They said it in a lot of English.
Sued them that they will go for. If there's somebody instigating, it's probably BSA. Like, I think it's this person that is behind this, right? It's probably SA that we think this person that we offended is the one instigating this.
Well, so Telkom is suing the president. But and they are saying the whole investigation that the president launched is someone that they had beef with.
Yes, 15 that years ago that instigates.
So are they launching? Are they suing both Cyril Ramaphosa and that person that they have beef with? Yes. They are suing both
so
of them.
So they said categorically, unequivocally, that they are suing the president.
Okay.
But then this other person, they said they would deal with the person in the proper way, in the appropriate way, in a lot of English. But at the end of the day, what they are saying is, Yourself, you go good cut.
So I think we should take a cue from Nufemi and not interfere with family matters, because they will settle and come for us. People talk too much. They will settle their fight. Talking about family matters, let's go and let's take a message from people paying our house rent.
Hi, I'm Abisola Adenoga, the head of business at TechPoint Africa. Did you know that you could present yourself as a reputable brand leader? Did you know that your business can get the limelight it deserves? Now you do. Using TechPoint Africa's marketing tools, we can put you in the faces of a large audience for brand awareness and thought leadership. To do this, reach out to us by sending an email to business@techpoint.africa or click on the link in the description below.
Hey guys, welcome back to the TechPoint Africa podcast. My name is...
How many times have I introduced myself?
Let's move on. Come on. You know I was joking, right?
All
right. Right?
I'll give you that one.
You guys are shanking me for real. Wow. Nice one. So now, in very, very interesting news, we're hearing that Standard Chartered, British bank, has disabled international dollar spending for Naira cards in Nigeria.
How many evil want to befall us?
And it continues.
What? How many evil want to befall us in like?
You saw the way I counted what I was saying.
I get, but no. Now give us a break.
We truly need a break.
Shit.
Okay, so here's the thing: Nigeria has very, 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 very tough FX problems. Many companies, many individuals are prohibited from dealing with FX right now, buying FX and all of that, right? The CBN made a statement a few days ago. The days are confusing me because CBN is always making one statement about dollar every 2 days. But
every market day.
Once you hear Naira is crashing to the dollar, CBN comes up with the new policies and all of that. So, but the most recent one was, it's illegal to buy dollar with Naira. And later came out to clarify that they're talking about political campaigns, but come on, who are you deceiving?
This is my confused face.
Well, I will not
I'm
say
so confused
who was
right
born
now.
Yesterday. Come on.
Okay.
You will not say what? talk, no fear.
But from other reports that I saw, I was not there when during the event that led to the CBN governor actually making those statements, but some of the reports I read were saying that, you know, some of the first publications that reported that issue grossly misunderstood what he said.
So what
did
they say?
What he explained that it's for political, it's against people buying dollars to fund political campaign.
Exactly.
Naira.
Exactly.
And I'm saying, who is a child? Who is a kidding?
Like, I'm holding myself back like, from saying what I want to say.
Let's not get too political, but we all knew what happened with primaries in Nigeria. So it's now you're not coming to tell us that.
We are just, is this deliberate? We are getting our priorities wrong. We understand the fact that the value of Naira keeps going down, but you know what to do. When you make internal, let's say, economy, the internal economy to be great, we will buy Nigeria. We will buy things made in this country. Do you get? But nothing is working in the country, and you expect people to see injury. People are literally betting against the Naira as it is, because they are saving in dollars. I don't want to mention anybody's name. They are saving in dollars with the they are saving their Naira in dollars, so that by the time they are cashing out, they are not investing with it, they are just saving to that. By the time they are cashing out, Naira would have degraded the value to an extent that they have more money. That is the level that we are now. And you are saying anytime the value drops, they are coming after FX.
Calm down.
Nigerian government should get their priorities right for crying out loud.
After the podcast, please, you tell me those people.
It's you that is talking.
I didn't mention any
crypto law.
I didn't mention anything. But seriously, I think Nigerian government advisors should do something.
Is it the sad thing?
Really?
They should. I don't know. Maybe nobody's telling them the things to do. Their priority is not coming against FX. That's not the priority. The priority, you mentioned in one of our podcasts, how was it Ford, the automobile manufacturing company, thrived in which year like that in Nigeria? It's because the environment was.
It's not just one automobile.
There were different multinationals. They had their base in Nigeria. I'm still young, but at least I heard stories. The environment is not working. You are not making it conducive for them. How do you expect people to stay? How do you want money to go around?
Okay, so let me play slightly.
Yes, it's not very important.
I'm vibrating.
Calm down.
Let me play devil's advocate again, please. Let me put one hand while I do that. So the thing is, things have deteriorated to a certain level in the country.
And they think that can salvage it.
Wait now.
Okay. And the truth is, with what is the funny thing actually is that inflation levels across the world, like inflation, there's serious inflation globally right now. And now the US is trying to save its dollar, right? So recently we saw that the dollar was gaining. The dollar was really gaining. So, and we've not seen that kind of gain in like 20 years. So this means that any other currency paired with the dollar, you see that there's a huge difference now. So we recently saw that the dollar is now has a 1:1 ratio with the euro, which has not happened in a very long time, which is also the reasons why we are seeing the rapid drop in the value
every day.
Yes, in the value of the Naira. Mm-hmm. So I understand what you're saying when you say that should not be the priority, but I actually think, in fact, that should be the priority for now. Because if they don't make... When things like that happen, you need to address them immediately. You need to address them immediately. The solutions you are talking about will take time. If they don't address this particular issue of, you know, the Naira's value dropping at the rate which it is now, and they are saying, okay, let's make things better in Nigeria, things will actually get worse.
Should I just hold this?
Yeah,
but let me say this.
Okay.
This would have worked this would have been welcomed, right? If it was a country that when they do things, they're actually doing it because they love the citizens. You get a government we trust. we will know that whatever it is they are doing, no matter the inconvenience we are feeling at the particular moment, we know it's going to lead to a better end. But they've not held up their part of the bargain. Mm. It's always one thing after another. So I don't know how to trust them in this situation. I don't know.
Okay. So I think those are very, very valid points you raised. And also, if I mean, very, very, very valid points. But for your point, the official rate is still has not gone down that much. It's the black market that keeps pumping down and down. So just food for thought. Maybe we'll come back to that later.
Okay.
But let's move away from the sad news. I mean, there's nothing that... So I was in a car one day in Ibadan, and the car was hot. I trekked for a long time. Then I enter those Nissan Micra where they park three people. And if you are not lucky, people that be beside you will be like times two of you in size, right? But I was stressed. Everybody was stressed in that vehicle. Everybody was not smiling. Mm-hmm. Then baby just came outside and started crying. Then everybody's attention shifted to that baby. Then the baby started smiling. So I could actually tell that the atmosphere in the room kind of,
in the car,
kind of changed, right? Mm-hmm. And there's just something about seeing such a young, innocent life. And there's a company that's actually working to make sure that these babies have the right care from a very, very early stages. Because sometimes these babies have some kind of diseases or genetic issues that people don't discover until later in life, much later. Some people don't discover that they have ADHD, autism, till very, very later in life when they become adults. But Nifemi, you have some stories.
Yes.
You have a story.
Nigerian startup named Ubenwa. I hope I got it right because I was corrected before.
You are forgiven.
Yes, thank you. Which means a baby's cry. It was founded in 2017. It's an AI startup, right? And their plan is to build a technology that would help to discover whatever else each issue each a child has from the baby's cry.
Wow.
Yes. And incredible. Babies cry a lot. That's the way they communicate. When they are hot, they cry. When their pampers is soiled, they cry. When they are cold, they cry. Anything. So when they are happy, they can even cry. I'm just saying, but that's the way they communicate, right? And it's a very innovative thought to think that the only way these children communicate is the way we can use to discover whatever is wrong to them. Then you can be able to distinguish whether this cry is just the cry that I want to suckle, or my kidneys. Something is wrong with my kidney.
Wow.
Interesting.
You get. And yes, it's surprising that I've been hearing about them for a long time, and they just raised $2.5 million in a pre-seed round led by Radical Ventures. AIX Ventures also participated, Google's Brain, Ugo. You will see it in the description. a number of VCs participated in this round, and it gladdens my heart that this solution is getting attention since 2017. And I was wondering why it took them so long. It has not yet launched, right? The solution is not yet out, but this round will help them to focus on developing the technology to the extent that people will start using it, right? They will integrate it into baby monitors. That thing you put beside the baby cot, right? The one these days, parents put your children in another room. When we grew up, you can't put your children in another room. But when you put the baby monitor, you'll be able to get. So the monitor can even tell you that this child is not because he or she can't sleep. It's because something is wrong, right? Then I wonder why it took this long. I remember one conversation I had with a founder in 2020, I believe, that works with something about theft. What's it called? Theft.
Identity theft, when you want to discover tech theft,
like you put it in your supermarket, for instance.
Oh, okay.
Right, it will look at the body language of the person coming, even if the person footage, has not stolen yet. It will look at body language and translate it and say, this person, the eyelid is dilating or something like that. This person wants to steal. It was building that solution at that time. Then we spoke about what it was building, and it was like, he has a lot of hopes about it, but it is very difficult for AI startups to thrive in this kind of environment for the purpose of data. Data gathering, getting data, existing data, and getting data is very difficult in this part of the world, right? And this has to do with humans. So getting people to, from what I heard, people from, at least from movies, people readily volunteer themselves to be, to test a particular solution, even when it has to do with health, even when it has to do with something injected into your body. Yes, but we hardly find that in this part of the world. So it is very, very, will you give your children to go and, like, will you give your child
injection?
Not injection, even for this, just to put the child in that, maybe they have to hold the child in a lab for a few days to be able to gather those kind of data you get.
So you understand this.
You will worry, right? You will worry because it's not what we are used to yet. But I'm wishing them the best. I'm rooting for them. I'm looking forward to, I'm sure it will be in my lifetime. I'll probably use it for my child because this is so innovative it's going to change lives.
Yeah. Mm. I actually met one of the founders last year at an event where he spoke about the solution, and actually I thought it was amazing because children, we just think children cry, then we try this and know what is wrong, but now you cannot discover the child might probably have kidney disease, and you know from the way the kind of cry the child is crying.
Benwa, we are wishing you the best, and I'm rooting for you.
I've seen mothers just start crying with their baby.
Exactly,
So it's quite an interesting one, and we normally don't cover funding news on this podcast, but
right, but this
stood out, and we tried to bring it to the eyes and ears of our viewers and listeners. So if you are viewing or you are listening to this podcast, you know what to do. There are so many things you could do. Just start with talking about this podcast on wherever you listen to it, and Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, anywhere you see this podcast. Don't just listen to the clip you see, click on the link and listen to the full episode, and you'll be blessed. And of course, after listening to it, you of course share with your friends, share with your well-wishers, share with your family members, enemies. Show, especially this will be one thing. A lot of people deserve to know what's going on with this. And if you're listening to us for the first time, you can get this podcast anywhere you get your podcast. And
you can find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeart Radio, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcast.
I think this part of the part of this podcast to enter ASMR.
All right, people. Nice. Now it's nice spending this time with you, and see you in the next one.
Toodles.
Bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.